Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined on the line by National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Mitchell to kind of recap the weekend where, Jim, all the forecasts, they were right. It was a scorcher, whether it was the humidity or the sunshine that got you. Everyone was feeling the heat.
Yeah, it was a very hot weekend, mainly on Friday and Saturday. We did see most regions get into the upper 90s for heat index values, with areas across Niagara and Orleans County seeing values get up into the lower and middle 100s.
That was the heat index, right, for those values you're talking about?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so that was the hottest area around here. And how about the lake? Did that help cool some parts of western New York off?
We had different things going on. And on Friday, we had a lot of cloud cover over the area. We had a complex of thunderstorms off to the west. We really didn't get rid of the debris cloud from that those thunderstorms off to the west of us on Friday. So that kept us a little bit cooler. And then on Saturday, as you were mentioning the lake, we did have quite a lake breeze here. So areas immediately northeast of Lake Erie did stay a little bit cooler. So areas in the lower to mid-90s for most of the day as far as heating index values for the city and up here toward the airport. And again, when you get outside of that lake breeze, we had the areas mainly in the upper 90s to around the mid-100s up around Niagara and Orleans County.
Yeah, you only had to be outside for a few minutes to really feel that heat in most areas throughout the weekend. But were we approaching any records or anything like that?
We didn't really get close to any record highs. We're within a few degrees, but usually when you're this humid, it's very difficult to reach those higher temperatures. Usually you need much, dry air, very humid air is very difficult to warm up.
All right, what are we experiencing today? I mean, we're starting out with some showers, but it'll be noticeably less humid, right?
Quite the change coming here. Our dew points are down in the 50s and 60s now. We had a couple cold fronts come through yesterday. And overnight last night, we now have an area of low pressure moving east across Pennsylvania today, and that'll bring an area of showers to the region. Most of that activity will be through this morning through late afternoon, and we'll be tapering off as we go through tonight. And then mainly dry weather with just maybe an afternoon shower or storm possible during the mid and later in the week during the day, just during peak heating.
Okay, so almost for a lot of people, maybe like perfect summer weather throughout the week. If you're talking high 70s, not too much rain, things like that?
Yeah, high 70s, I say low to mid 70s actually for the next couple of days will be a little bit below average. And and then going toward the low 80s as we go toward Friday, Thursday and Friday. But yeah, perfect weather to be outside, low humidity as well, so enjoy it.
All right, and after today, not a lot of rain on the forecast, right?
No, it looks mainly rain-free. As I said, maybe, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm during the heating of the day. Other than that, the best chance will be Thursday after some shower, the cold front will approach. Other than that, it looks like a lot of rain-free time.
Okay, so it's cooler today, this morning, but is it cool enough for you guys over there to give the AC a break in the office?
Probably not. We're going to keep that AC going here in the office.
All right, sounds good. That's probably for the best. Jim, thanks so much. It's Jim Mitchell, National Weather Service meteorologist, talking about the heat wave over the weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.